Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raisin Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raisin Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations in other fields, also a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Just paint a picture right now what it must be like at Sand Hills Global today.
Oh, well, it's ham time, isn't it?
What's that?
One of the hams.
Yeah,
today.
Ham. Do you remember what that was when Schaefer talked about picking that up in the ham
yes.
rotation? That it was like they have like thousand employees all picking up a 40-pound ham. And that's what Carson's doing today. Can you imagine the happiness on everyone? Just
no.
You know what they're playing around that rocking around the Christmas tree?
They're
on a loop. They're playing. Everyone's dancing around. Everybody's happy. The peds are rolling through. Everybody's just giddiness going on. God, that has to be fun.
Carson, if you're listening, do us a favor and send us a picture of the ham this
yes,
year.
Give us the Christmas ham update.
Yep,
we'd like to know that. And they hand them out right through your car window. You pull up like that.
Merry Christmas.
Thompson. Jenny, all of a sudden,
got your ham over here.
Ham's right here. Yes, and they punch a ticket and you're off. Can you imagine getting a 40-pound ham today?
No,
that'd be a lot of fun, wouldn't it?
Hope you have space for that.
Get space for that bad boy. Thank you, Carson.
Thank you to Currency. GoCurrency.com/careers. It is time, without further ado, for NFL winners and losers.
Here we go.
Here we go. This, of course, sponsored by our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. It is the holidays. If you don't have this on your table for Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, you're missing out, letting your family down. Oh, by the way.
It would be like a festivus type of situation. Wait, if you don't have that.
Airing a grievance.
Letting people know how you've disappointed them.
Yes.
This would be a way to do it, not have Fuhrer's when you get there.
That's embarrassing. Don't be that person. Isn't we'll have it on our table for sure. Fuhrer's Cheese Spread available in most local groceries. To the winners, Bill, this week, there was a lot to choose from because we're getting closer and closer to the playoffs.
There's teams
making some big moves right now. And to start off with, I think, the most impressive team as of the late is the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Agreed.
The Denver Broncos now had some flaws, but they had won 12 straight games.
Really hard to do.
And they're hosting the Jags. Who, again, a Florida team going into cold weather. So that wasn't that cold, but still, you're going to altitude. It doesn't go well usually. How about 34-20 route? Uh-huh. Trevor Lawrence, the last four games, has 12 touchdowns and no picks.
That's really
good.
He's
playing good football.
Incredible. They're a fun team. I like the Jags because they're just kind of – they're the team that's what they play over in
in London a lot.
They're kind of that
year,
team.
Yeah,
it's like they're like, okay, just trying to get something going. And just that fan base, I'd love to see it happen.
You don't know many teams that – players on that team because nobody really does. I mean, Travis Hunter got hurt early in this year. He's not even playing anymore at this point. So, great job by Liam Cohen, the head coach. 11-4, the record for Jacksonville. Yeah. Going to win the AFC South likely. Texans have a chance still. But
is Travis Hunter shut down for the entire?
I think he's out for the year. Pretty sure he's out for the year. Number two winner. This team was dead, and then they weren't dead. I watched this on Saturday night. The Bears were down 16-6 with 2:10 to go in the game. Kick a field goal in the two-minute warning, and then they recover the onside kick. Going to Romeo Doubs, our star receiver for the Packers. Yeah. He fails to recover the onside kick. Bears score on a fourth down with like 20 seconds to go, force overtime. And then Packers get the ball. And Malik Willis is in the game because Jordan Love got hurt in the first half. He played well, though. Malik Willis did. They fumble the ball.
I like Malik Willis. I thought he looked really good.
Bill, he looked great in this game.
Yeah.
And they fumble on a fourth down. Bears get the ball back. Caleb Williams, deep shot, perfect pass to DJ Moore. Bears win in the most incredible finish ever, 22-16.
He just fumbled the ball. Fumbled the snap.
It was, yes, fourth and one. Just trying to do a sneak, and he fumbled it in overtime. Yeah. So Bears on top of the NFC North now by two games. Big, big win for them. Chargers have won 7 of 8. No one's talking about the Chargers. They beat the Cowboys 34-17. They're the quiet team that's still playing good football, going to be a playoff team. You don't want to play them. Defense is playing well. Herbert's playing well. Harbaugh's got it going. Watch out for the Chargers, 34-17 over the Cowboys. Cowboys officially out of the playoffs.
Jerry Jones has to just be just devastated.
Well, he traded away Micah Parsons, who was also out for the year. He got hurt in the game against the Bears. He's done for the year with the ACL injury. Or maybe he got hurt last week, excuse me. But number four winner. This division has been just incredibly odd all year long. The Panthers take down the Bucks. 23-20, so now we have two games to go, and the Carolina Panthers are on top of the NFC South. They'll play the Seahawks this week, and then they go to Tampa to close out the season. So you got some big drama for Week 18.
The Bucks are like an epic collapse.
I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, I mean, Baker Mayfield was like,
I don't think he's healthy.
Week 3 or 4 was like potential MVP of the league. And it's just not, actually it might be, but just it's not been good.
Well, we played the audio of Todd Bowles on last Thursday. Pissed off at everybody.
Yeah.
It's not going well in Tampa Bay. Not done yet, but right now on the outside looking in for the playoffs. Number five winner. This was an incredible finish also. The Steelers look like they're going to lose the game. Look like a touchdown for Amon-Ra St. Brown. They say there's offensive pass interference in the play, and they say that ends the game essentially. The Steelers go into Detroit and win 29-24. Guaranteed another winning season for Mike Tomlin. Mm-hmm. All he does is get 500 or better.
It's an incredible win for him, and it was fun to watch. I watched that entire game. The ending of it was bizarre.
How do you explain that ending, Bill?
Yeah, it was hard to. Well, I was watching. You know, I was watching it at. I was watching it at the bowling alley.
You were in Superior,
and we're trying to figure out what the call was at the end of the game. It was like it was bizarre world, but it was fun to watch.
And their big winner, 29-24 at Detroit to the losers. Now some of these teams are probably okay losing to help with draft position. They're out of the playoffs. The Chiefs, like we all know, are out of the playoffs. Minshew got hurt. They brought in a guy I've never even heard of to be the third-string quarterback. Wasn't very good. They go to Tennessee, who's terrible, and lose 26-9. Don't think the fan base really cares again.
Right now,
no
it's
playoffs.
Not,
help
no,
the draft
this is not like, it's not like, man, if we lose next week, it'll be horrible. No, it's not. Did you guys already talk about this yesterday, about the stadium?
About which one?
The Chiefs?
KC? No, that was news after the show happened yesterday. Yeah. Chiefs are going to move to Kansas, it looks like.
Yeah, no more Arrowhead.
No
That's
more
him. Sad.
Not sure.
Long time away, but it's like, what, seven, 6 years
Something
ago,
like that,
6 years away. But
moving out.
Yep.
Number two loser, this team was trying a new quarterback out to see why the heck not. Out of the playoffs, the Dolphins just get shellacked by the Bengals, 45-21. Good game at halftime, 17-14 Bengals. Burrow played well, four touchdowns. The Dolphins chose not to play in the second half. They in the third quarter alone, Bill had two turnovers and a turnover on downs. It was bad.
It's not bad. It's not good.
Quinn Ewers looked good for part of the game, and then the third quarter happened, and that was not good. Dolphins 6-9, assuring another under 500 season in Miami. The Jets, again, not trying to win probably, but they're still losing.
This is amazing. I got to stop this real quick.
Yeah.
The Jake's taking this so well because of Nebraska basketball being good. He's just the Dolphins don't even faze you. Not with Fred.
Hoiberg's got me covered now.
Right now, it's like, bad day for the Dolphins. Don't care. We got Fred. Yep.
I'm thrilled. Like, I can deal with this. Help the Dolphins draft pick out. Yeah. The Jets, I repeat, have still not had an interception on the season through 15 games.
Has a team ever went all year?
I can almost assure you no.
I'd have to say that'd be a no. They don't have an interception yet.
They don't
Chip ball,
have a,
something crazy,
no.
nothing.
They have forced, I believe, two turnovers total on the year. That doesn't happen.
No, it's the most insane stat I've ever heard of.
I think they forced two turnovers this season. Yeah. It's two or three of fumbles. That's it. Yeah. They get beat by the Saints, who've won, by the way, three straight games. Tyler Shuck looks all right. 29-6.
Saints.
Saints. Number four loser, the Giants, have been just miserable. They'll have a new head coach next year. They lose 16-13 at home to the Vikings. The stat here, Bill, is they had 13 passing yards this game. And Jackson Dart did play. 13 pass yards. Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look into the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. You shouldn't have to rearrange your life to deal with hair loss. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think about Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Wow. I mean, they ran for
and
one.
He played.
They ran for 120, yeah. But they passed for 13, so they had 140 yards in the game of offense. Vikings 7-8, not going to the playoffs, but playing better in the last couple of games. Number five, this team played well. I'm just saying loser because of what happened and how it went down. On Thursday night, go back to that, the Rams lose 38-37 to the Seahawks. Not a bad loss. They up by 16 points in the second half. You lose in overtime. Again, they're a loser because now they're not in favor to win that division, but that was still a great game, a devastating loss for them. Still a team that'll go to the playoffs, be dangerous there, but that's just the way they lost that game and giving up going to overtime and getting a 2-point conversion overtime is why they're the fifth loser this week.
Well, I agree with that, but wow, what a game that was to watch. And I still think the Rams might be the best team.
They could be, yeah.
Might be the best team playing right now.
They won't
now.
Be a loser very long, but this week, just because, yeah, that was 30-14. Mm-hmm. They gave a punt return touchdown, and they gave up three straight 2-point conversions that were successful. Three straight.
They fired their special teams coordinator.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, right after the game.
Forgot that. Yeah.
Yeah, didn't make it home. I don't know if he made it on the fly.
For a certain playoff team, oh, by the way.
Yeah.
So there's your NFL winners and losers, sponsored by Fuhrer's Cheese Spread from week 16.
Thank you, Jake. That's always your best section.
Thank you. And we're not going to put, the Niners could be a winner. They had 48 points last night, but, Phil Rivers still was great.
I love watching him. I was excited about it. Seeing a guy that it's like, okay, if he throws a bad ball, it's like, how could he not throw a bad ball? He hasn't played in 5 years. He's 44 years old.
You can't really complain, can you, as a Colts
I just
fan.
Can't believe that's the option. That's the best option somebody that hasn't played. I just couldn't imagine, right, like in the NBA, someone, hey, we got to make a run. We're going to take somebody that hasn't played for 5 years. And by the way, we're going to start him. We're not going to put him on the roster to help mold the team together, just be a positive influence. No, start him.
I mean, you got to realize in the fourth quarter, like, they were down 14 and they're driving. He threw a pick six that ended the game. So it made it 48-27. But if they score a touchdown, they're down by seven.
He held them in there early
he
on.
He did.
He did a good enough
he
job.
He put up 27 points in the game. Phil Rivers, great story. Comeback player of the year for the NFL, probably. And he's going to play like four games total. Why not? It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Sip did win yesterday.
Nice.
It was okay. It was FCS nicknames yesterday.
Okay, that I like. I would have enjoyed that. So I think
he got South Dakota. He got Illinois State. No, that was the Coyotes or South Dakota.
Oh, South Dakota. Yeah, Coyotes. Yeah, I would have got that.
He got the Redbirds of Illinois State. He got somebody else, but he won going away. Today's topic is not Seinfeld, but I think you'll like this, Bill. Today's topic is NFL quarterbacks of the 1980s. Not the 70s.
Got a chance.
If you think you
got a chance, call in.
Your NFL quarterbacks of the 80s. Call us right now, 464-5685. Good luck, Bill. Starts right now.
Here we go.
Oh, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the dick down, Bill, in trivia. It's not Shut Up, Sipple. It's Good Luck, Bill, today.
Here we go.
You feel okay about quarterbacks of the 80s?
You know what? I could go 0 for 4 or 4 and 0. I mean, but the names will not, when they finally come out, I'll go, yeah, I remember that.
Now, I don't have a producer, so if you can hear me, you're on the show. Who do we have here on the phone line today?
Good morning, guys. You got Trent.
Trent,
where are you calling from, Trent?
I'm heading north on Highway 77 from Beatrice into Lincoln.
Okay. Into Lincoln. Are you past Cortland? Have you went back? Have you passed Treads?
I just pulled into Cortland, and I'm heading towards the suburb of Princeton.
Okay, nice. Just passed Treads. I was on the road yesterday. Thank you.
Very nice, Trent.
Thanks for painting a picture.
No lifeline for either of you. Mono y mono. Trent, first question goes to you. Who is the main quarterback for the Patriots in the entire 80s decade?
Tony Eason?
Tony Eason is the guess? Not correct.
Okay, I'm going to try to steal it because I'm just going to live my life. I'm going neck roll Grogan.
Brilliant!
Eason was a good guess, though, that he was there. Just Grogan had a longer time.
Steve Grogan, the correct answer. 1-0 lead for Bill. Bill, first question. What quarterback spent 13 years with the Vikings from 77 to 89, serving as the starting quarterback for more than half of his seasons with the team?
I got to guess.
Kind of an on-again, off-again starter for 13
years. Again?
From 77 to 89, he was there.
I'm going
to
go Tommy Kramer.
Brilliant!
Tommy Kramer is correct. 2-0 lead for Bill. To stay alive, Trent, your last question. What quarterback played for the Chiefs from 1980 to 88, earning a Pro Bowl bid in 1983, and was the on-again, off-again starter for the duration of his time in KC?
That'd be Bill Kenny.
Yeah. Brilliant!
Good one.
Bill Kenny's correct.
Made it interesting.
All right. This is for the win. If you get it wrong, Trent can steal and go the tiebreak. Bill, for the win. Who was the starting quarterback for the Jets from 1984 to 1989?
Richard Todd. Oh, really?
Not Richard Todd.
Oh.
Trent, you need this one. Who was that?
Ken O'Brien.
Brilliant! Oh.
Was Ken O'Brien.
What year was Richard Todd?
I don't know for sure, but it's 84 to 89 for him.
I'm losing this thing now.
I think this goes to you, Bill. I think it goes to you guys. So this is your number. Steve Grogan spent his entire 16 years with the Patriots in the NFL. He threw 182 touchdowns in his career. How many picks did he throw? In 182, 16 years, how many picks?
102.
Over under 102, Trent.
I'm going
to
go a little over that.
Believe it or not, Steve Grogan threw 208 interceptions in his career. 182 touchdowns, 208 picks.
How did I lose that?
It
I
looked
stole
good.
One. Nice job.
Nice job, Trent. That was, we got all the questions right there. Nice job,
O'Brien.
Trent. You did bagels.
Hi.
Nice Richard, work, Trent.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys. You have
bet.
A good day.
You bet, Trent. It's like there's a wind tunnel in that car.
You know what? I would have. I'm not mad for one reason. I still felt good about my Richard Todd. I thought that was still I wasn't correct, but I don't feel like I just like the Cliff Branch one. I've never lived. I'll never get over the Cliff Branch Biletnikoff. I'll never get over that one.
Yeah.
So
it's unfortunate, but still a good win for Trent. He played well, Bill. You got two questions right.
Duh. Better
Steve
times,
Grogan,
though.
He lived in the time when there's definitely more picks than touchdowns in the NFL. I mean, 200.
And I knew, and I got to think about it when I threw that number. I go, I just screw it. I just blew it.
His first like 3 years, he had I think 18 picks, 20 picks, and like 17. Yeah. I'm like, this guy lasted this long. He was solid with the Patriots, but 16 years, Steve Kroenke.
Took him to a Super Bowl.
He did. Wasn't pretty.
Wasn't pretty. The Bears beat him by like 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're still scoring today.
Yes.
Feels like in that one. Somebody texted in, by the way, just to respond. Rick from, Rob in Lake St. Louis, Missouri says, good morning, guys. I'm a day behind the podcast. I don't know if you mentioned it, but I did send some gifts. The gifts are right here. We decided we're going to open up tomorrow.
Yes.
In case Sip is here and also in the spirit of Christmas, yes. We will open that tomorrow, Rob, but I do have it sitting right
I can see it. I've looked. I've wanted to look there, and Jake scolded me. So it is right there. We're trying to hold off to see if Sip makes an appearance tomorrow.
And if he doesn't, we'll give it to him when he's back. And if he doesn't, we will for sure open that gift up. Those gifts up tomorrow. So thank you to Rob for sending that in advance there. That's very kind. Hour three
Grogan
is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.